And now, a minute with Mike.
As state lawmakers continue to search for ways to raise more than $1 billion for roads without raising our taxes, stateside producer Mike Blank has decided to cross the space-time continuum to look for a road funding solution.
So I've finally gotten around to dusting off the old 8-ball Ouija-tron 2000 to see what's happening in Michigan's future. Dateline, Lansing, December 2034. In what some may describe as a desperate move, state officials will sell the naming rights to Michigan Highways and Byways as a way to generate money for road repair. Lawmakers were proud to introduce the Roads Ain't Cheap Act. Prosperity for the Prosperous spokesperson Renee Barbarella Jr. says it's a great move by Michigan, and taxpayers should be ecstatic with road funding shifting from John Q. Citizen to Big Corporate Brother. Barbarella Jr. says her group will work hard with the state to come up with, quote, totes coolest and the interweb trendiest names for Michigan roads, unquote. Motorists may soon be cruising down the Comcast Corridor, the Federal Express, or taking the Big Mac Mackinac Bridge, presented, of course, by Mickey D's. State government won't be the only winners under the new law. Counties, cities, and townships will also be able to sell off street names to the highest bidder. So long Grand River Avenue and 8 Mile Road, say hello to the Quicken Loans Causeway and the Amway Highway. Opponents to the Roads Ain't Cheap Act say selling the names of roads to private businesses goes too far, but bill sponsor Sean Penciltruck doesn't see it that way. The gender-neutral lawmaker says smooth roads outweigh public integrity in most voters' minds. The first road name auction is set for March 2035. Now let's return to the present, where Michigan roads and street names cannot be purchased. For now.
And that was stateside producer Mike Blank.